happy with Republicans' reaction to Pelosi attack. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. That's what President Biden told reporters after voting early in his home state of Delaware Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was attacked in their San Francisco home Friday.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy.
42-year-old David DePape, the suspected attacker, faces attempted murder charges and other felony counts. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi expected to make a full recovery after surgery to repair a skull fracture. There were also serious injuries to his right arm and hands. With the midterm elections fast approaching, Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who is scheduled to campaign with New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin next week, tells Fox and Friends Saturday the inflation crisis will be a key issue for voters.
Of course, New Yorkers are seeing the exact same thing that Virginians saw, which is when they sit around their tables in the evening and talk about the biggest issues. It is runaway inflation that's making it almost impossible for ends to meet. That silent thief of inflation is stealing everybody's hard-earned money.
A massive Halloween celebration in South Korea got out of control, leaving scores of people dead and injured. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the report.
The number of known deaths from a massive stampede on the streets of Seoul is now up to 151. More than 80 were hurt, some critically. Most of the victims were in their teens and early 20s. Some 100,000 revelers had packed the streets, but investigators still aren't sure what triggered the stampede.
The stampede happened Saturday night in a popular nightlife area of Seoul. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Speculation continues on whether Twitter's new owner will institute new policies on election information. Fox's Ann Carrick has more.
Pivotal elections in Brazil and the United States are putting pressure on Elon Musk and his promise to relax content moderation on Twitter to stop the flow of misinformation. Disinformation experts say a torrent of misinformation already is hitting voters in both countries, adding if Musk makes good on his promise, the torrent could become a flood. Musk says a new committee will review the platform's policies before any changes are made.
Musk already letting go of the executive in charge of content moderation. Meanwhile, tech stocks have been in a slump. Fox Business Network's Susan Lee reports.
It's been a brutal week for technology stocks. Worst week on record for Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Amazon saw its worst week since 2016. And that's because some of these report cards, some of these earnings, didn't match Wall Street expectations. $580 billion in value being wiped off the books during the depths in Thursday afternoon. And that's before Friday's slight rebound. Now, in terms of personal wealth, the tech billionaires also lost out. Mark Zuckerberg losing about $100 billion worth of his own value in the past 13 months.
Halloween is a very scary holiday for pets.
There are plenty of hazards facing your animals on Halloween. If you've got glow sticks, the Pet Poison Helpline says don't let your animals bite them. The fluid that makes them glow can also make your pet retch. Don't give them Halloween treats like chocolate or candy and gum that contain xylitol. The American Veterinary Medical Association warns those are both poisonous. If your pet may not like or could even bite the strangers trick-or-treating at the front door, you'll probably want to keep your animals animal in a back room with the door closed.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.